What is going on, everybody? Welcome back to the Mind Over Macros podcast. As always, I am your host, Mike Milner. In this episode of the Coach's Compass, we are going to talk about making offers. More specifically, we're going to talk about making offers that actually convert. We're going to talk about making offers that don't feel like you're making a sale. It will feel very natural, especially if you are an introvert like myself and you don't particularly like the sales process. We're going to talk about offers for you. And I got some upcoming events that I wanted to go over as a little housekeeping. Three things that are happening in April. And I would highly encourage you to attend because I think that they will all be valuable. Three workshops that I'm doing. The first one is going to be on Tuesday, April 16th. So next week, if you're listening to this as the episode comes out, you can join live. If you are listening to this after April 16th, you can catch the replay. The first workshop is going to be how to write the perfect email that converts high ticket clients on repeat. Basically, I'm giving you my framework that you can, and this goes a little bit deeper than what I've taught in the past. So really getting into the underlying psychology behind email copy so that you can rinse and repeat the process and use it for yourself. And it's probably one of the coolest things that I've ever learned, as this was something that I learned from my mentor, Nick Peterson, and really, really powerful stuff. And something that I integrate into my email copy pretty much every time that I possibly can. So it's a daily thing for me, daily practice. So I want to teach that to you because I think it's very valuable. Workshop two will be the following Tuesday, the 23rd. And I'm going to teach the flywheel ads strategy that builds your audience and increases conversion for as little as $5 per day. This is cool because one of my other mentors, Laurel Portier, so I'm in a mentorship group right now that it's run by Nick Peterson and Laurel Portier, two really fucking smart people. Laurel is a master at ads. And I love her strategy. It's when I learned it, I was like, damn it, why didn't I understand this like 6 years ago when I started my business? But better late than never. Same thing with you, better late than never. It makes so much sense. The funny thing about Laurel is that she does not want to touch email. Like she doesn't want to touch email marketing. She just kind of lives on ads and she has a Facebook group, but like that's pretty much it, which is just a preference thing. And what's great is that I can take her strategy and then insert my email strategy and it just like puts it on crack. It's like taking something that has been proven to work incredibly well across a number of different industries and then taking my wheelhouse, which is on the email side of things, and adding fuel to that fire. So I'm excited about that one. That'll be April 23rd. And then April 30th, the following Tuesday after that. I got the order wrong. The ads one will be April 30th. The marketing calendar. So I'm going to do a workshop that is the most effective marketing calendar to create predictable revenue in your coaching business month over month. So how do you structure your marketing calendar in terms of launches and offers and organic content? And how does the entire ecosystem with your marketing calendar work most effectively to create predictability in your coaching business? So that one will be on the 23rd. The ad strategy will be on the 30th. So to go over this in order, We're going April 16th, Tuesday. Most of these will be at 7 p.m. Eastern, by the way, and they will be recorded. Although I shouldn't say that because you should show up live if you can. But whatever, just assume that they're going to be recorded and still try to show up live because it's worth it. So April 16th, how to write the perfect email that converts high ticket clients on repeat. April 23rd, the most effective marketing calendar structure to create predictable revenue in your coaching business month over month. And April 30th, the flywheel ads strategy that builds your audience and increases conversion for as little as $5 per day. So normally when I do a workshop, I charge $97. That's my standard rate for doing workshops like this. Maybe you attended the one that I did with Emma or any of the ones that I've done in the past. And usually it's just a $97 one-time fee. And you get the workshop and you get the replay. These workshops are only available if you are inside of the collective. So if you want to watch, if you want to join live, or if you want to get access to the replays and have permanent access, you got to be inside the collective. And the reason is simple because, listen, the collective is $97. And it's really like, if you're a coach and you're not in there, like, come on, like, what are we even doing? You need a CRM. You need an email marketing strategy. You need to understand your messaging. You need to be doing, like, I had a few people who were at Coaching Con who were telling me how their Instagram accounts were shut down randomly. Now, fortunately, they've gotten them back. And by the way, one of those individuals has 160,000 followers. And all he kept saying was, this is why coaches need to focus on email. And even when his account came back, he made a post basically telling everyone, like, hey, if you're a coach and you are not prioritizing your email list and email marketing, like, stop what you're doing and get on it right now. And somebody else has 64,000 followers on Instagram. His account got shut down temporarily. Fortunately, he got it back as well. But he texted me immediately and was like, dude, if it weren't for the work that we're doing on my email list, I'd be freaking the fuck out. Like, the bottom line is, there is absolutely zero reason for you to not be inside the collective. There is no reason. So that's why I'm putting it behind the collective, because that is the place to be. You're going to get more than just email templates, more than just landing pages and lead magnets and resources to make your life easier. You know, kind of funny, because during Coaching Con, Jason was talking about this whole idea of triggers, which is like the new, kind of his new spin on marketing and like how to get, like, basically getting people nurtured through a trigger, which is basically just an assessment. Like, the metabolic assessment is an example of a trigger, because instead of like making the sale, you're taking somebody through an assessment. So you get to build a little bit more trust and show that you can solve their problems. And it's, you know, less of a direct sale. So I brought the metabolic assessment to NCI, and it's a really cool concept. Also why I built out an entire metabolic assessment funnel inside of the collective. So for everybody who was at Coaching Con, Jason was like, hey, I'll show you an example of what a metabolic assessment looks like. And I told him when he came off stage, I was like, hey, not only can I show them an example, I can just give them the funnel, because it's all done. Like, inside the collective, you have the entire metabolic assessment funnel done, created. All you have to do is slap a little branding on it and it's done. The quiz, the follow-up emails, the landing page, the entire thing is built and done for you. But my point to all of that is, it's not just about the resources. It's not about the templates. It's not about the done-for-you funnels. It's not about the done-for-you landing pages or the lead magnets. It's not even about the CRM. The fact that you get a full functioning CRM for $97, where you don't have to, you know, sign up for any other software. You don't need Calendly. You don't need DocuSign. You don't need JotForm or Typeform. You don't need ActiveCampaign or MailChimp or Kajabi or any course software, ClickFunnels. You don't need any of that stuff. It's not even about that. It is the philosophy behind it. It's the marketing psychology. It's your messaging. It's knowing your audience. It's dialing in your messaging and having a way of communicating and articulating that message consistently to your audience through an asset that you own, which is your email list and your text list, which I also encourage you to do. That's the key. It's an asset that you own. Instagram can't shut you down. Facebook can't shut you down. It is yours. You own it. And it is insulation. It's insurance. It is predictability. It's stability. If you're not in the collective, I am going to keep doing things like this, workshops that will add a tremendous amount of value, more trainings, more resources, and I am going to keep doing it, more support. If you are not in there, like seriously, what the fuck are you even doing? Ask yourself that question. There's no excuse. There's literally zero excuse. So before you do anything else, push pause, open up your browser, go to 5minuteemails.com. You got to spell out the number 5, F-I-V-E, 5minuteemails.com, and sign up. This is just me telling you straight up, there is no reason not to do it. Zero reason. And I can tell you, of the 300 or so coaches that have joined, had about 10 to 12 cancellations. So clearly it's not perfect, but you're going to love this. The number one reason, number one, out of the 10 to 12 people that have canceled, 7 or 8 of them have said this: I'm canceling because I sent out the emails for a week and didn't get any replies or calls. Okay. So my feeling is that those coaches should be required to fire any clients that they have that have been with them for a week and haven't seen a transformation yet. That's only fair in my eyes. I'm kind of joking, kind of not. The bottom line is, if you are going to join and you're going to expect that 1 week is like a night and day transformation in your business, then don't do it. As I said, the value is not just the templates, it's not just the CRM, it's not just the resources. It is the underlying philosophy and marketing strategy and messaging. That's the real value. So if you're going to sit there and say, okay, I'm going to send, you know, 3 emails this week, and if I don't get a bunch of new clients, then I'm going to cancel. Just save yourself the time and energy. Just don't do it. Now, having said that, we have had a ton of clients, a ton of coaches who have jumped in and immediately have gotten calls booked and clients converted and that sort of thing. But I don't want to set the expectation that you're going to jump in and in 1 week, you're going to see this night and day transformation, because it just doesn't happen that way. And obviously you should know that since you're working with individuals who need to play the long game as well. So I said there's no reason not to join. Maybe that was a little bit of a lie. There's one reason not to join. The only reason is if you are going to expect instant gratification, if you expect to send 1 or 2 emails and to see a massive overhaul and transformation in your business, don't sign up. Other than that, get yourself enrolled. Like, just go do it right now. 5minuteemails.com, F-I-V-E, 5minuteemails.com. I'm telling you, if you're brand new to coaching, you should still be joining. If you're an established coach, you should still be joining. If you're not sending emails, you definitely should be joining. If you are sending emails, you definitely should be joining. This will make your life so much easier. Not to mention, it's probably going to save you money. It's going to save you time. And I've got over 100 testimonials already. We've literally been doing this about 5 weeks, and I've got over 100 In my Google Drive testimonial folder, currently there's 111 testimonials. 111. It's insanity. And just that, like, can you imagine if you started your coaching business and within 5 weeks of starting, you had 100 and some testimony? It's crazy. So the workshops are coming up this month. You have to be in the collective. There is no reason for you to not be in the collective unless you're going to expect a week transformation. But go to 5minuteemails.com, F-I-V-E, 5minuteemails.com, and get yourself enrolled. And yeah, let's talk about offers. Don't make offers the way that I just made that offer. That's the first thing. You don't have to follow. I do things a little bit differently. And I should say, I do the same things that I teach, but I also like to fuck around and do my own thing just because, which I don't recommend. There's kind of like this concept where you do things frequently enough that then you get to break the rules. But in the beginning, you kind of have to play by the rules and then master it and then put your own spin on it. And then you can do whatever you want. You can get a, I don't know if you guys follow Frank Kern, but he's a good example of that. Like Frank Kern, marketing wise, is just like, he can get away with anything. He can do whatever he wants because he's played the game for so long and put in so many reps that like his ads are some of the ugliest ads. It doesn't matter though. Like the graphic design and the stuff like that. Like normally I would tell somebody, hey, you should pay a lot of attention to your, like the quality of the graphics and the copy, all that stuff. For somebody like that, he can get away with it. So if you were to do what I just did and you were going to like tell somebody like, hey, you should sign up for my coaching program because there's no reason not to, probably not the best idea, but let's talk about what is the best idea when it comes to offers. So the first thing that I have to mention is that making an offer that I'm going to ruffle some feathers here. Making an offer that is so good that your prospects feel dumb saying no is not the best offer. Making an offer so good that your clients or your prospects feel dumb saying no is not the best offer. And if you don't know where I got that from, I might have misquoted. I think I'm pretty close to the exact quote, but I might be slightly off. But that is what Alex Hormozi teaches in his book, $100 Million Offers. Now, I think that Hormozi is a brilliant marketing mind. However, that does not mean that I agree with every single thing that comes out of his mouth or every single thing that he writes. And in this particular case, I don't agree with his offer formula. I think that if you're just talking about it from a very basic generic perspective, there's some stuff that you can take away. But if you just look at the landscape, everyone started making offers with guarantees. Everybody started making, because he sits there and tells you, well, just make the offer happen quicker and like more extreme. So like get better results in less time. So people started making all these crazy, bold proclamations and then slapping a guarantee on it. And it was really misleading because oftentimes the guarantees were not even real. It was like, we guarantee your results. And then there was all these conditions, right? There's all this fine print. And then you don't find out until you go to get your money back. That actually happened to me, by the way, in a coaching program where I was very unhappy and there was a guarantee. And then they were like, oh, here's the here's the list of conditions that you did not follow. And it was like shit that was like, well, that would have been nice to know ahead of time. And so anyway, it kind of just, like, guarantees don't mean anything anymore. If you ever seen the movie Tommy Boy, hopefully you have. Although when I was at the Real Coaches Summit, I was having a conversation with a group of people and there was a Chris Farley reference, and there were two of them. We're like, who the fuck is that? And we're like, oh my God, how old are we right now? So anyway, if you don't know Chris Farley and you don't know Tommy Boy, do yourself a favor and go watch that movie, especially if you like comedies. It is hilarious. Anyway, there's the part in Tommy Boy where he's trying to make a sale on brake pads, and the guy's like, yeah, but you don't have a guarantee on the box. And then I can't remember the exact line, but he's like, you can take a shit in a box and slap a guarantee sticker on it, but does it really mean anything? And that is kind of what happened in the offer space. It's like, hey, let's just take shit in a box and make it a guarantee, because it doesn't matter. Like the offer creators were hoping that the guarantee was doing the selling, because it's like risk reversal. Well, what do I have to lose? But now the marketplace is way more sophisticated, because they realize that there's still a lot to lose, because the guarantee doesn't really mean much. And it completely watered down that word anyway. So the offers became crazier and crazier in terms of like, we're going to help you, you know, make six figures in 30 days. And if we don't, you don't have to pay us until you do. And then you recognize that the guarantee is bullshit. So that's not the best way. The offer being so good that people feel dumb saying no is not the best offer. In my experience, when you make a no-brainer offer, you get clients with no brains. In my experience, by the way, I'm not saying that that is proven. I'm saying in my experience, when you make an offer that is such a no-brainer, you often attract people with no brains, which means there's a lot of learned helplessness. There's a lack of follow-through. There's a lot of energy drainers in there. So you could make an offer for coaching that is such a no-brainer that people would feel dumb saying no to it, and you'll probably get a lot of people who aren't great clients. Now, the best possible offer. So now we know what not to do. Or you can continue to do that and see for yourself. That's also valid. But what we want to do is we want to make a specific offer for a specific individual that solves a specific problem and nothing else. So the best offer in the world is the one that solves a specific problem for a specific individual and nothing else. And that's the part that a lot of times we miss, because if you just think about the way that coaches make offers and think about your own business, a lot of it is guessing. Right now, there's educated guessing, because you have experience working with clients, hopefully. You know what they want for the most part. So we do our best to guess and come up with a hypothesis as to what offer will connect. So we think of all the commonalities, right? The people that we've worked with, what do they want? They want weight loss, fat loss. They want to improve their energy levels. They want, you know, increased confidence. So some of them want to get stronger and build muscle. And some of them want to improve performance, and they want to run faster, lift heavier. But do you see the problem? What about the clients that have an autoimmune condition? You're like, oh, I can help with that. What about clients who are going through perimenopause? You're like, oh, I can help with that. So now all of a sudden we've got an offer that tries to solve all the problems, except it's not specific. Even when you've niche down, even when you've gotten really specific on your ideal client avatar, even then, we tend to add a bunch of things because we want it to sound more valuable. We think that adding things, it's like one of the most common questions. What should I add to my offer? Like, absolutely nothing. You should actually take things away from your offer, because here, I'll just paint a picture here to drive this point home. Let's just say you are working out and unfortunately you hurt your knee. Let's say you're, you know, squatting, something goes wrong, you fuck up your knee, you're hobbling around, your knee's in a lot of pain, You're like, damn it, I need somebody to fix my knee. And then you go to a specialist. This doctor is the best, you know, knee specialist in the world. And you're like, hey, this is what happened. I was squatting and felt something twinge in my knee. And now I can barely walk. I'm in a lot of pain. And the doctor's like, great, that's my specialty. I can help you fix your knee. Not only that, but while you're here, I'm going to fix your knee and I'm going to work on your back. I'm going to realign. Yeah, I'm going to do some chiropractic work. Anything else you need? Like maybe I'll fix your elbow. And you're like, no, I need this specific problem fixed. My back is fine. My elbows are fine. Don't touch my neck. Like, just fix my knee. Now all of a sudden, the offer is no longer for you. Whereas the best offer in that moment, the best offer in the world for you in that moment is just fix my fucking knee. That's it. Nothing else. Just fix the knee. The knee is in a lot of pain. Fix the knee. That's it. And let's move on. However, when we are making offers, typically we add and add and we try to think of all the different scenarios that we could possibly help with. But the problem is, even if you touch on one, let's just say for hypothetical that you are an absolute master at autoimmune conditions. You help women with Hashimoto's lose 20 pounds and keep it off sustainably, right? So you can even state in your offer, I'm going to help you lose 20 pounds with Hashimoto's and keep it off forever. And then you go into, so right out of the gate, you've got somebody's attention who has Hashimoto's, who's a woman who wants to lose 20 pounds and keep it off forever. They're in. But then you're like, and I'm going to help you improve your strength and conditioning, and I'm going to help you build more muscle, and I'm going to help you improve your relationship with food. Well, guess what? Now you've added all of these other things that have to land in order for that person to move forward. Because their immediate problem, their version of knee pain, might just be the 20 pounds with Hashimoto's. But now all of a sudden they're like, but the strength and conditioning, I don't really need that. And my relationship with food is totally fine. I just need somebody to, like, I guess this isn't for me. You know, I'm sure this would be great for somebody else, but this just isn't for me. They're the person that's like, hey, I love everything that you post. And then you're like, well, why didn't you sign up for coaching? Because the offer was not specific to what they need. You just added more things to make it sound more valuable. But the reality is the best offer is solving a specific problem for a specific person and nothing else. And that last part is where we often screw things up and we oversell. It's like overselling is you're giving people another reason, more reasons to say, this isn't for me. Now, the most effective strategy for making a specific offer to a specific person and nothing else is through a conversation. And if you, here's some real game for you. If you simply solve problems for people through conversation, you never have to make an offer. Conversations are the fastest path to conversion. If you solve a specific problem every single day, you'll never have to make an offer. Try it. Just try it. Have some conversations. Do a little diagnostic selling. Figure out what's their knee pain. And then just say that. Like, don't add anything else. Yeah, that's exactly what we help with. We can fix that exact thing. And they're going to be like, how do I get started? Just watch conversations. I have this process that I teach that's a diagnostic selling. so good for introverts because we never have to go through the sales script and all the other bullshit. We literally just ask questions because here's the one thing about introverts. We're good listeners and we know how to get people to open up about themselves. So that's it. We just do our thing. We ask those questions and we get the information that we need. So the first step is compile. We compile data. So we figure out, you know, what are they currently doing? What their problem is, what hasn't worked, what their roadblocks are, all the things. Then we analyze the data. Okay, now I've got all this. I'm processing it. I'm taking notes. I'm figuring things out. And then we come up with a strategy based off of their unique situation, the strategy. Okay, here's the problem. Here's your specific problem. Here's your specific solution. The last phase is execute. Now go execute. So the acronym is CASE, compile, analyze, strategize, execute. So we compile the data, we analyze the data, we strategize, game plan, and then go execute. Now, one of two things will happen. If you do this well, the person will say, how do I get you to help me with that? And then you'll say, oh, that's what our coaching program's for. Do you want to get started? Say yes. Or if you're not as good, you might have to be the one to say, do you want some help with that? In the beginning, you'll probably have to be the one to say it. The more you practice, the more reps you put in, the more you will find out that when you do it really well, it's the person that says, how do I get your help with this? Because people need help with implementation and follow through. So you've given them the exact strategy they need for their specific problem. You've given them the cure to their knee pain and nothing else, by the way. You didn't add a bunch of things just to add it. Oh, and by the way, we can also fix your back and your elbow. Nope, just the knee. That's their specific problem. You went through the diagnostic process and you give them the solution. And they're going to say, when you do it well, they're going to say, how do I get started? Or can you help me with that? Like, yeah, absolutely. Let's do it. I'd love to help. You never have to really make an offer. Now, we're going to take this a step further. Hopefully this all makes sense. And again, this is most effective through conversations. So one thing that you can use email for creating a lot of conversations. I just had somebody who posted in our Telegram chat. This is somebody who is very tech challenged, which self-admitted, she said that she will always be tech challenged and she feels like a 90-year-old in a 32-year-old body. But even she was able to figure out very quickly how to use the emails in the collective and has, from one single send, has 9 conversations started. One email on a small list, by the way, she has a small list, 9 emails or 9 conversations, one single email. So anyway, that's another thing that we use email for, is for having these conversations and to be able to go through the diagnostic process. I used this recently. I just had 35, 36 applications submitted for pop coaching just through this similar thought process. Nothing different. I'm doing the same things that I'm teaching and then doing video responses, diagnostic, right? Unique to their situation, diagnostic, and then that's it. It works. It's effective. And if you find yourself avoiding it, like you find yourself trying to avoid conversations or avoid calls or avoid anything, the thing that you're avoiding, like the thing that you sit there and you're really honest with yourself and you just keep finding ways to push it off or to outsource it or to justify not doing it, that's the thing that will move you forward. Whatever that thing is for you, it's the thing that you're trying to avoid subconsciously. Normally, you're coming up with reasons that you don't have to. Oh, I don't really have to do this. Oh, I could do this instead. I can do this instead. Or you're like trying to find, like, I wonder how I can sell without getting on a sales call. I wonder if I could just send people to this checkout page and they would just buy right from the checkout page. Like the thing you're avoiding is the thing that you need to be doing that will move you forward. That's a little productivity hack. But let's take this concept one step further, because it's not just about offers. It's also about showcasing that you can solve those specific problems. So a really like useful thing for me, like I'm going to give you a personal example and then I'm going to tell you the thing. So if I were really good at marketing, I'm just okay. Now, the thing that holds me back is I'm slightly lazy. It's a little secret that not a lot of people know about me. The reason why I get a lot done is because I'm lazy. And I know it's weird, but I hate having things on my to-do list because it prevents me from being lazy. So I just get it done as fast as I can. That's the reality. But if I were better at marketing and more proactive, instead of just telling you that story about the woman who is very tech challenged, what I would have done is I would have had her do a call with me and I would have had her like show me her process on how she figured out, like, you know, how she used the templates, got the replies, and the fact that she's so tech challenged. And I wouldn't have said, hey, everyone, the collective works even if you suck at technology. Because me telling that to you is not as effective as you seeing it. And make so another example is like car commercials where you have like this compact vehicle like a Kia, and then all of a sudden like six people in a family get out at the same time. They're not telling you, they're not saying, hey, our compact Kia is suitable for a family of six. They're just showing you, and you're coming to that conclusion on your own, which is way more effective in marketing. Way, way, way more effective. Me saying the collective is you can make the collective work even if you suck at technology, that's not as powerful as you seeing it and making your own conclusion. So if I had this woman showing like and saying like, you know, I'm so tech challenged, but here's what I was able to do through the support channel and then sending this email. And then I got 9 replies and now I have 9 conversations. And even somebody as tech challenged as me with a small email list can get 9 replies. Like, this is so crazy, right? That experience, you seeing it and making your conclusion of, I can do this even if I'm tech challenged, even if I have a small email list. Like, those are the conclusions that you would make. So displaying is way more effective than saying. Displaying is way more effective than saying. Now, how can you do this in your content? Well, I just said you showcase it. Showcasing the problems that you solve, you're not making offers, but you are showing people, and they are jumping to the conclusion that you can solve that specific problem. And it's much more targeted. If you think about it, it's such a subtle thing, but if you showcase this like dramatic transformation, which is what we often do with like case studies, we do a case study. And by the way, a case study is different than a testimonial. And people say those things interchangeably. They're not, they're different. But if you show a case study, and it's, you know, how this person lost 100 pounds, and you show this dramatic transformation, that's great. It's really impressive. You'll get a lot of engagement. However, it's a little bit disconnected from the prospect. So if you think about it, the prospect who's ready to join, but they're like on the fence, they're not quite, you know, they're there, but they're not quite over the hump. They see that they're not quite connected to the 100 pounds. Even if they have 100 pounds to lose, it still feels like this massive mountain that is very far off in the distance, because it is. 100 pounds is in the distance. Even 20 pounds is in the distance. What's right in front of their face, their version of knee pain, is the specific problem that you're probably helping your week one or week two or week four or week eight clients solve. And those are the things that if you display those, if you showcase those as case studies, that will make a profound impact on your ability to convert. So when you are doing content, showcase the immediate problems that you're solving for people who are closer to where your prospects are, because your prospects are on week zero. So if we showcase the problem that we solved for week one, let's just say it was like, you know, client came to me and they thought they were eating pretty well, right? Super common. I think I'm eating pretty well, but nothing was happening. And here's the first thing that we did. And you show just that, and you just showcase it. The first thing that we did. And, you know, as an example, you show that we solved this problem. Or let's say a client on week three had a hard time staying consistent over the weekends. They were binging every weekend. They were super dialed in during the week. And then the weekends would just, you know, they would be all over the place. And then you show how you solve that problem, showcase without saying, you're not saying, I can help you stop binge eating on the weekends. You're literally just showcasing in kind of like a case study form that you fixed this problem. Like, this was the problem. This client had this problem, blah, blah, blah. This is what we did, right? Now they can see it. It's displayed instead of you saying it. And they can see that this problem is more real. This is more of a knee pain problem that has to be solved. Now, of course, ultimately they want to get to that dream destination, but you can't get to the dream destination unless you stop the immediate roadblocks that are getting in the way. So it's like we're clearing the path for them to make the conclusion that working with you gets them there, when it is self-initiated, meaning it's their conclusion. There was a study that was done in the Psychology Frontier Journal, I believe it was, that showed self-initiated purchases, meaning people came to their own conclusion. They didn't feel any sort of like manipulated or convinced or coerced or anything. It was purely my decision to buy this thing. They were almost two times more likely to follow through, to use the product, to use the service, to get the results that they were promised. So simply by your marketing strategy, you can actually create better clients. You can actually create better results. It's these little subtle psychological triggers that nobody likes to talk about because it's not sexy. It's not fancy. It's just effective. It's kind of like low-key effective, below the surface effective. But that's the stuff that makes the biggest difference. So when they jump to their own conclusion and they see that and they're like, this person can help me with this problem. And then they're the ones that reach out and they're like, hey, I have this problem. And you're like, great. That's exactly what we solve. Nothing else. You don't add more shit just to add it, but you do the diagnostic process for that individual. And you really don't have to make an offer because you're just solving that specific problem for them. They will make the self-initiated leap to do this, and they will be better clients for it. I know that was a lot, but this is the stuff that I integrate like all throughout. This is the stuff that is kind of the underpinning of the collective. It's a philosophy. It's a philosophy. It's a strategy. It's a marketing foundation, whatever you want to call it. It's more than just templates. It's more than just email marketing. It's more than just messaging. It's more than just resources. It's more than just a CRM. It's more than just workshops. It's a philosophy. And if you align with that philosophy, then you should join. 5minuteemails.com. FIVE, 5minuteemails.com. And if this aligns with you, that's, again, you understand this is me standing naked, showing you like, this is the underpinning. This is the foundation. This is all the curtains being pulled back. So that way, you know what this is all about. You know what you're getting yourself into and what you're learning, what you're implementing, the reason why it's important, the reason why it works. So I would love to have you join. especially if you resonate with that. If you resonate with that, I know that you're my kind of people, and I would love to have you in there. So go to 5MinuteEmails.com, F-I-V-E, and hopefully I will see you in there and see you in the upcoming workshops. As always, reach out if you have any questions. You know where to find me. I'll talk to you soon.